From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Roman Catholic Bishop Agustin Roman, who died in 2012, was the spiritual father of Miami's Cuban exiles, but he also helped build bridges between the U.S. and Cuba long before the two countries normalized relations this year. El Nuevo Herald religion columnist Daniel Shore Roth has published a biography titled Agustin Roman, Pastor, Profeta, Patriarca. Shore Roth spoke with me about the critical role Bishop Roman played in Miami's history and its future. Here's part two of our conversation. Daniel, how was Roman able to make his peace with Cuba after he was exiled? Was it because as a priest, his priority also had to be helping the church rebuild in Cuba?
Yes, he was very strong with this idea that he was not going to go back to a place where he was expelled. It was very painful, and that was something that never healed. But at the same time, he never held resentments. He funded a lot of projects there, building churches that had been destroyed by hurricanes. So he did maintain that link because of his personality. I mean, he's a good priest. He's good-hearted.
Given the iconic place Roman holds in the South Florida community, was it hard to avoid a biography that makes him too saintly?
Well, that's why I came into this panorama, because I was bringing in a fresh perspective, an independent perspective. You know, I'm Jewish, I'm Venezuelan, and I believe I kept a barrier, you know, between me and the devotion that you see in people. Bishop Roman was somebody who didn't have a cell phone, and sometimes it wasn't easy to change his mindset.
Even when they told him to get a cell phone.
Even when they told him a cell phone and other things, he was very stubborn. When I started doing this project, he said no to me also. However, after 6 months of conversations, I was able to convince him with the support of his followers.
You point out that Roman, a Catholic bishop, chose you, a Jewish writer, to be his biographer. Do you think that reflects the fact that he was an ideal spiritual leader for such a multicultural community like Miami, and the fact that he did reach out to other faiths here?
I think this project in itself is a reflection of Miami's identity as a place where different cultures merge. By choosing me, somebody who was from another faith, another culture, he was sending a message, an ecumenical message, and he founded organizations here that convened different priests from different Christian denominations, and then he did a lot of relationship with Jewish and with other religions. I think he trusted me a lot because he knew my work, but I feel blessed, and I do think that he was reaching out and he was showing an example of a universal spirituality. It wasn't just Catholic Cuban. The fact that I'm the storyteller enhances that message.
I should mention that in English, the book's title is Agustin Roman, Pastor, Prophet, Patriarch. Given Roman's outreach in this community, I would imagine there's demand for an English translation. Can we expect one anytime soon?
They're getting a lot of requests for the book to be in English, so that's a project they will have to undertake. The future, the Cuban Americans, the new generations, their Spanish is very limited. So I can't, you know, affirm that this is going to be coming in English soon, but I do know that they have it as a project.
Daniel Shore Roth's new biography is Agustin Roman, Pastor, Profeta, Patriarca. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.